Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Michael Zizas, Global Head of Fixed Income and Thematic Research.
And I'm Ariana Salvatore from the U.S. Public Policy Research Team.
And on this episode of the podcast, we'll discuss how tensions in the U.S.-China economic relationship could impact U.S. attempts to transition to clean energy. It's Thursday, April 4th at 10 a.m. in New York. Ariana, I wanted to have you on today because the world just saw the warmest March on record, on the heels of a 10-month period in which every month set a new temperature record. You just contributed to a piece of research led by Laura Sanchez, who heads North America Sustainability Research, digging into this notion that governments around the world are pushing for a transition to clean energy, but that the transition won't be easy. Laura's obviously looking at the sustainability aspect. You're looking at the policy and geopolitics. So I wanted to discuss with you one challenge in the U.S. that perhaps isn't fully appreciated. This is the tension between U.S. climate goals and the goal of reducing economic links with China. So let's start there. What's our outlook for tensions in the near term?
So first off, to your point, the world needs over 2 times the current annual supply of several key minerals to meet global climate pledges by 2030. However, China is a dominant player in upstream, midstream, and downstream activities related to many of the required minerals. So obviously, as you mentioned, trade tensions play a major role in the U.S. ability to acquire those materials. We think friction between the U.S. and China has been relatively controlled in recent years, but we also think there are a couple factors that could possibly change that on the horizon. First, China's overinvested in excess manufacturing capacity at a time when domestic demand is weak, driving the release of extra supply to the rest of the world at very low prices. That, of course, impacts the ability of non-Chinese players to compete. And second, obviously a large focus of ours, is the U.S. election cycle, which in general tends to bring out the hawk in both Democrats and Republicans alike when it comes to China policy.
Right. So all of that is to say there's a real possibility that these tensions could escalate again. What might that look like from a policy perspective?
Well, as we established before, both parties are clearly interested in policies that would build barriers protecting technologies critical to U.S. economic and national security. These could manifest through things like additional tariffs, as well as incremental non-tariff barriers or restrictions on Chinese goods via export controls. Now, importantly, this could in turn cause China to act, as it has done in the recent past, by implementing export bans on minerals or related technology key to advancing President Biden's climate agenda and over which China has a global dominant position. Specifically on the mineral front, China dominates 98% of global production of gallium, more than 90% of the global refined natural graphite market, and more than 80% of the global refined markets of both rare earth and lithium. After analyzing 10-plus materials, our sustainability team found 4 minerals to be most at risk of potential global disruption: rare earths, graphite, gallium, and cobalt. But Michael, from a market's perspective, are there any sectors that stand out as potential beneficiaries from this dynamic?
So our research colleagues have flagged that traditional U.S. autos would see mostly positive implications from this outcome, as EV penetration would likely stagnate further in the event of higher trade tensions. Similarly, U.S. metals and mining stocks would likely benefit on the back of increased support from the government for U.S. production, as well as increased demand for locally sourced materials. On the flip side, Ariana, any clear risks that our analysts are watching for?
Yeah, so a clear impact here would be in the clean tech sector, which faces the greatest risk of supply chain disruption in an environment with increasing trade barriers in the alternative energy space. And that's mainly a function of the severe dependencies that exist on China for battery hardware. Our analysts also flagged U.S. large-scale renewable energy developers for potential downside impacts in this scenario, again, specifically due to their exposure to battery and solar panel supply chains, most of which stems from China-domiciled industries.
Makes sense, and clearly another reason we'll have to keep tracking the U.S.-China dynamic for investors. Ariana, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Great speaking with you, Mike.
And thanks for listening. If you enjoy Thoughts on the Market, please leave us a review wherever you listen to the show and share the podcast with a friend or colleague today.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.